Let's go over here to Mark, who's calling us from Seattle. Hi, Mark.
Yes. Hello, doctor. My wife has type 2 diabetes and memory problems, MCI, and we're interested in your opinion on the Dr. Bredesen's book on the end of Alzheimer's, the title. When we called down there and used their number, they said that we would have to subscribe a monthly subscription in order to be referred to a doctor in the Seattle area.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wonder what your comments were on this.
Okay, a couple of them. Let's start with Dr. Bredesen's book. Every one of our Tom McClellan Clinic doctors has read it. One who's done the most reading of it, and that's simply because she wrote a report on it for the rest of us, is Dr. Lauren Russell. Lauren Russell. She's at the Tahoma Clinic, Tukwila Branch. All right. We all think it's a terrific book, sir. And we think if it's properly implemented, it's likely to do a heck of a lot of good, particularly in early memory loss. Now, having said that, your wife has type 2 diabetes. So I can get even more specific about one thing that should be, for her, helpful. In fact, I'll mention two. The first one was just reported recently from a university hospital in Brazil where people who had cognitive decline were given a tiny, tiny dose of lithium. It's so tiny you can't find this tiny dose in the United States. It was 400 micrograms. And the people who got the lithium as compared to the placebo, they did a placebo-controlled study, stopped their cognitive decline right there, and it didn't get any worse. And the people who got the placebo just kept on declining. Now, we can find in all our natural food stores, we can find lithium in small doses, 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams, and 20. To get toxic with lithium, one has to go past 40. And not only that, but it's a kidney problem that happens in a very few people if we go past 40. But there's nothing like the toxicity that people with obsessive compulsive disorder occasionally get, because they have to use, I'm not kidding you, sir, they have to use 200 to 300 milligrams of elemental lithium itself for their obsessive compulsive. And there is a better alternative, but that's another story for another day. All right, well, back to that. A tiny dose of lithium is something that all of us can tolerate. A 5 milligram dose, just for example, is lots larger than the one used in Brazil. But they found it to stop cognitive decline in every case that was using the lithium, not the placebo. All right, next thing, though. Next thing. People with type 2 diabetes. Dr. Ochsenkrug, a psychiatrist from back east, has written a lot about how people with type 2 diabetes do not produce inside their bodies a vitamin called niacinamide, whereas people without type 2 diabetes do produce this niacinamide, which is why it shouldn't be called a vitamin, because some people can make it in their bodies, but other people can't, so it's a vitamin for them. What that has to do with your wife and type 2 diabetes, sir, is that researchers at the University of California, Irvine, a number of years ago, genetically engineered some poor little mice to get Alzheimer's disease, human Alzheimer's disease. No kidding. All right, so when the little mice develop symptoms of Alzheimer's, and how you can tell if a mouse has Alzheimer's is it can't run the maze to get lunch anymore, which is what mice do at universities. They run mazes and get lunch and stuff. All right, so they biopsied their little mouse brains, and sure enough, looks like human Alzheimer's. Well, duh, what do you expect if you genetically engineered them to get it? All right, but then they gave them, guess what? Niacinamide, sir. Niacinamide. And every one of those mice, and why this doesn't get greater publicity, I have no clue, but every one of those mice regained the ability to run the maze. And they did a second biopsy on those little mouse brains. And one of the principal pieces of garbage that clogs up the brain cells and causes Alzheimer's, called tau protein, had decreased dramatically. Now, if a person has type 2 diabetes, and that means they have the inability to make niacinamide in their own bodies, guess what? They're going to start accumulating that in their brains, and they're going to get cognitive decline, which is why, sir, since the 1970s, when I read a book about niacinamide and how it really, really controlled osteoarthritis, and I started recommending that to people, not only did it cure their osteoarthritis, but I'd say at least one person in three told me they were thinking better and forgetting less. I'm not kidding you. And one of those people happened to be a clinical psychologist who, on his second visit, said, "Oh my gosh, not only is my osteoarthritis better, but I'm back to my old thinking ways." So anyway, sir, niacinamide was recommended back in the 40s in a 1,000-milligram capsule 3 times a day, and it is quite safe unless we get a low-grade nausea. And if we do, that just means, excuse me, I'm your liver, I'm telling you by nausea that that's too much for me, and so there you have to back off to maybe twice a day. But no nausea. I've not run into anybody who had a problem with the niacinamide being too much for them if they did not have nausea. How long does it start doing its job? Well, it takes about to the third week until we notice anything, and the third or fourth month before we notice really good effects. But if she has type 2 diabetes, her own body is very unlikely to be producing niacinamide internally. She's having some cognitive decline. And so with a great big hooray for Dr. Bredesen and everything he says in his book, I would be considering, sir, and check it with your natural medicine doctor, please, low-dose lithium and the niacinamide to the 1,000 three times a day, that if it doesn't give nausea, and then start implementing Dr. Bredesen's stuff with the help of a physician who knows about it. That might be Dr. Russell at Tahoma Clinic. You might find another natural medicine doctor who knows about Dr. Bredesen. But I think it's a really good book because there's much more stuff in there than the two things I just told you.
Is there a doctor in your Northgate Clinic that works with memory problems?
No, sir.
So Tukwila would be the only...
And specifically, I'd be recommending Dr. Russell. I don't always pick on just one doctor, but
sure.
Each of us has our own special areas, and that's one she studied very intensively.
And so up to 5 milligrams in lithium would be all right?
Yes, sir. That is very
Once a day?
Just once, that's all. Remember how little they used down in Brazil, and it still worked. It didn't improve it, but at least it stopped it where it was, and then you got a chance of improving it with other measures.
And would you also recommend the diabetes pack, the dispensary provides?
If she's not using a multiple for that already, certainly. That's why it's being advertised. Certainly. But remember, when we happen to be over 55 to 60 to 65, we sometimes have and don't know we have it. We sometimes have a digestive absorptive issue. Good old Mayo Clinic reported that in 1932 based on pumping the tummies, and we don't do that anymore. There's a much more accurate test. But based on pumping the tummies of 3,400 people, they found that by the time we get to be 60, 50% of us have this problem. And what that would mean, sir, is that some of the nutrients won't get in as well as the others. Now, lithium gets in regardless, just for example, and so does niacinamide. But there's some of those nutrients in a multiple that won't get in as well if our digestion isn't working so good.
And would both lithium and niacinamide be available at your dispensary clinic?
Yes, sir. Wow. This comes up a lot, so yes, they are.
Yes. Okay. Well, so, in effect, Dr. Russell would work with the Bredesen program, though.
Well, remember, the Bredesen program has a whole lot of components, and what any doctor who knows how to work with it is doing is going through the person's health history and see which of the Bredesen components apply to this person and which components apply to that other person, and there's hardly ever an overlap, and that's Dr. Bredesen's thoughts, is that we should individualize from his program, because there are so many things on his program that no person can use all of them. So it has to be individualized from the program. But that's what she'd be doing, sir.
Yes. Well, we will we'll phone on Monday for Dr. Russell.
Okay.
Thank you for the information, doctor.
You're welcome, sir, and I hope it does the job for you.